从前说真爱配上我生命，贪爱这世界，危害我命。曾以为友谊尽当作游孙，如云彩逝去，空虚无依。认识你，耶稣，认识你，一生中最可贵。你是我全所有，我喜爱我的公义，主啊，我爱你。尽我心渴望更多认识你，我已被寻回，单单属你。不再靠自己，却难行靠你，感谢你为我披上公义。认识你，耶稣，认识你，一生中最可贵。你是我全所有，我喜乐我的公义，主啊，我爱你。Oh, to know the power of your rising light, and to know you in your suffering, to become like you in your death, my Lord, so with you to live and never die.Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. 认识你，耶稣，认识你，一生中最可贵。你是我全所有，我喜乐我的公义，主啊，我爱你，主啊，主啊，我爱你。
接下来是我们祷告的时间，请 Abraham 弟兄来带领我们一下祷告。
彼得前书一章第三节第四节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你存留在天上的基业。我们一起起立，下声祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，是的，你照着你的大怜悯，借着主耶稣基督在十字架上的受死，把我们这一帮原本不配为尘土所造，在堕落在过犯当中沉沦的罪人，能够把我们拯救出来。主啊，借着主耶稣基督从死里的复活，给我们有永生的盼望。亲爱的主，孩子来到你面前的时候，众儿女来到你面前的时候，主啊，求你开我们的眼睛，让我们真是能够看到今天我们在地上所能够追求的那些能玷污能被水损坏这些的东西，也开我们的眼睛看到主你在天上要为我们存留的那些不能玷污不能损坏存到永远的基业。主啊，当我们这样看见的时候，我们愿意在今天在这个地上来积攒这样的基业。亲爱的主，我们把我们每一个人，把教会众弟兄姐妹乃至自己仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你在我们生命当中做这样建造的工作， 让我们生命在我们生命当中，在我们教会各样的事工当中，我们都来都靠着你的恩典做金银宝石的工程。主啊，求你在我们生命当中来建造那一些你所喜悦的品格。主啊，我们感谢你，主，你在你的大使命的时候，你说教会存在在这个地上有一件事情要做，是有十万人做你的门徒。主啊，我们今天才就把我们教会众弟兄姐妹还是自己在你面前做门徒的经历仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你在我们生命当中做这样的带领，在这里来做我们帮我们来建造我们的生命成为你的门徒。主啊，还是把我们众弟兄姐妹还是自己在你面前这是认罪祷告这样的经历交在你的手中。主啊，求你常常圣灵光照我们，当我们看到自己的顽梗、自己的悖逆、自己的骄傲、自己的不顺服的时候，主，我们愿意来到你面前来向你认罪悔改。主啊，也借着认罪悔改，你在生命当中来复兴我。主啊，也把我们这众弟兄姐妹、我们教会、我们的读经的生活、我们祷告的生活仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你让我们真是能够像一个战士，像一个为你在你军队当中的战士，要来接受训练，这样的来对待我们的读经和祷告的生活。主啊，你用你的爱吸引我们，让我们常常的每天的来到你的话语的面前，来读你的话语，来向你祷告。主啊，借着这样的操练，主，你让我们来学习做门徒的学习做门徒的功课。主啊，还直接把我们弟兄姐妹在你面前的服事交在你的手中。主啊，恩待保守我们。主啊，真是让我们借着各样的服事，无论是大小，主啊，让我们学习，让我们学习做门徒的功课。主啊，不是在于我们的恩赐有多少，不是在于我们的能力有多少，而是借着服事当中，让我们来学习主耶稣基督的忠心，学习主耶稣基督的忍耐，学习主耶稣基督的舍己，学习主耶稣基督的顺服。主啊，孩子，求你帮助我们。亲爱的主，孩子真是为我们这个教会祷告。主啊，盼望我们这个教会，主啊，你是恩典在我们当中的时候，这个教会是一个门徒训练的教会。主啊，我们这个教会，主，不光是把人带到神的面前，主，我们也把每一个人能够训练成，主啊，在你的恩典下面，主啊，真是训练成你的门徒。主要让我们生命当中不断有这样的造就不断有这样的长进。亲爱的主，求你施恩典，求你听我们在你面前的呼求。主要孩子也继续把我们教会前面的施工仰望在你的手中，特别把七月中旬以后周五的聚会祷告会的恢复还有八月以后教会的各样聚会、实体聚会的恢复，所有的预备都仰望在你的手中，所有的工作都仰望在你的手中。主啊，求你按你圣善的灵带领我们众弟兄姐妹。主啊，把你的平安放在我们心里，也把你喜悦你的儿女，就是不要停止聚会这样的心意放在我们心里。主啊，让我们这是重新在一起的时候，我们知道有你的祝福在我们当中，有你的保守在我们当中，有你的恩典在我们当中，有你的平安在我们当中。亲爱的主，还直接把我们众弟兄姐妹身体有软弱的，生命当中有需要的，生活当中有需要的交在你的手中。求啊，求你施怜悯在我们当中，说医治我们身体上的疾病带领挪去我们生活当中的重担。说啊，真思念我们不过是尘土，说我们谦卑的来到你的面前来求你挪去这些重担。说啊，让我们真是弟兄姐妹在你面前真是能够享受在你里面所得的平安。亲爱的主啊，还在这个时候也再一次把这个国家我们所生活的这地方仰望在你的手中。主啊，我们继续把疫情交在你的手中。所以我们看到一些地方有一些的恢复有一些的恢复着诊断病例的恢复。主啊，我们把整个疫情交在你的手中。主啊，我们继续凭你的怜悯，主啊，向你来祈求，向你来呼求。主啊，求你医治这地，也把这个地方，主啊，这个国家无论是在上掌权的，主啊，无论是警察，无论是各族的各个团体的领袖，主啊，特别是主啊，各个教会， 主啊，你的属你的儿女交在你的手中，主啊，让我们真是能够谦卑的来到你面前，主啊，向你认我们自己的罪，主啊，让我们回转，让我们你就医治这个地，主啊，让我们真是在生命当中真的来施行，学习施行，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，不是为了种族，不是为了国家，不是为了政党，乃是做合你心意的事情。主啊，求你祝福这个地方。主啊，只有在这里，就是为今天我们在这里的聚会，全地各处敬拜你的聚会，你儿女在一起的聚集，交在你的手中。主啊，愿你的名能够得着荣耀，愿你的名得着高举，愿你吸引你的儿女的心来归向你。这样感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督。请坐。
在圣经里面的雅歌第一章这边说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你，王带我进了内室，我们并因你欢喜快乐。有一首诗歌叫做雅歌，是唐崇恩牧师所写的，他用这首诗歌鼓励基督徒要常常竭力的追求主。Song of Songs is written by Reverend Stephen Tong. He used the song to encourage brother and sister not to stop walking the Christian journey. Sometimes we think when we trust the Lord, we receive the admission into heaven, then we stop walking the Christian walk. And that's wrong. 我们来唱这一首雅歌。主啊，你吸引我，我就快跑随你。我心深深与主密切，虽然南风吹来，虽然北风心急，却一出我愿总相继。我主全然美丽，我主满我心意，主你是我主，我也属你。终虽不能熄灭，那虽不能淹没，我必爱主到底。主啊，你吸引我，我就快跑随你。我心深深与主密切，虽然南风吹来，虽然北风心急，却一出我愿总相继。我主全然美丽，我主满我心意，主你是我主，我也属你。终虽不能熄灭，那虽不能淹没，我必爱主到底。接下来是主日信息的时间，冯涛弟兄要用恩典与真理跟我们证道，那 Abraham 弟兄会帮他做翻译。Now is the time for service.
谢神，我们今天在主日来到神的殿中，我们一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God that today and Sunday that we come to the presence of God and we study the word of God together.
我们一起先来读一处圣经，是在约翰福音一章十四到十七节。
We're going to just read the book of John chapter 1 verse 14 to 17.
好，我们大家看到眼前的这个大屏幕，我们可以一起来读约翰福音一章十四节到十七节。十四节起，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰盛的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。感谢神，神的话语我们就读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God, this is the scripture we're going to read, and let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下你的独生爱子，道成肉身来到世上。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, give you His only begotten Son, would become flesh, come to this world.
主耶稣来到世界上来寻找，来拯救我们这些本来是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人。
Jesus come to this world to looking and to save for us sinners.
主耶稣担负我们的罪，在十字架上接受罪的刑罚，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
He bear our sin on the cross, and he was nailed on the cross, and dead and buried, and the third day raised from the dead.
赐给我们这宝贵的信心，让我们紧紧因着信靠、相信主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
And he gave us this precious faith, that by this faith in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and our sin will be forgiven.
我们就一切的罪都被主耶稣基督的宝血所洗净，我们就成为新造的人。
And all sin will be washed away from the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and will become a new creation.
感谢神把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们，让我们可以认识、可以明白神的心意。
Thank God you give us your words through the Bible so that we can understand your will and your heart.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 在我们刚才所读的经文当中，让我们看到恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And the passage we just read, and let us see that all the grace and truths come from Jesus.
那么主耶稣基督就是道成肉身的上帝，他来到世界当中，来到世人当中。
And Jesus Christ is the Word become flesh and come to this world.
然后我们刚才所读的经文告诉我们，丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the passage you read is that Jesus dwelt among us is the fullness with the fullness of the truth and the grace.
我们知道约翰福音是使徒约翰所写下的。
And we know Book of John was written by Apostle John.
我们注意啊，不是施洗约翰，是使徒约翰。
It's the Apostle John, not the Baptist John.
我们知道约翰是那个跟从耶稣做耶稣门徒的约翰写下来约翰福音。
And the John is the John that apostle, that is the disciple of Jesus. He followed Jesus, and he wrote this book of John.
然后当门徒约翰写下在耶稣基督那里有丰丰富富的恩典和真理的时候，他接下来他就情不自禁的感叹。
And so when John wrote this, and from Jesus there is a truth and a grace.And when he's writing this, he was like full of amaze.
然后他就说，从耶稣基督丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
And from his experience of a disciple, he said, he's kind of cried out, it's out of his fullness, we all received, and grace for grace.
就是约翰在这里，他情不自禁的，他要跳出来，要喊着说，他说这个恩典我们都领受了，我们这些跟从耶稣的人都领受了，而且是恩上加恩的，我们可以做见证的。
And basically,John here is a very emotional or very excited, said, I can bear the witness. And from this, his fullness, we receive the grace. Not receive the grace, but the grace for grace.
我们今天看到恩典这个字，我们会想到什么呢？
And today when we see that word, grace, what do we think about?
很多时候我们来到神的面前，我们来到教会当中，来到圣经的话语当中，我们都希望得到恩典。
And a lot of times when we come to church, we come to the word of God, and we want to have a grace.
那么这个恩典，圣经中所说的，神要赐给我们的恩典，到底是什么？
But what is the grace that the Bible mentioned, and what God wants to give us? What is this grace?
门徒约翰在这里说，他说这个恩典，从耶稣基督来的恩典，我们都得到了，而且恩上加恩。
And what Apostle...John said that this grace that from Jesus Christ we received, and not only we received, it's grace for grace.
那么今天的基督徒也被称为蒙恩的人，就是得到恩典或者说得到福气的人，从上帝那里。
And today's Christian, we also called a person with grace. We basically said we received the grace from God.
那么所以当我们今天来思想啊，这个从上帝那里得到恩典也好，得到福气也好，得到祝福也好，到底跟圣经中所说的是不是一样的呢？
So today we want to think about it. When we talk about we receive a grace or grace, blessing or something like this, are we talking about the same thing as that what the Bible mentioned?
在旧约的时候，摩西曾经告诉以色列人，就是在旧约时代上帝的选民，摩西这样对他们说。
And in the Old Testament time, Moses and told Israelites, of course, Israelites at that time is a chosen people of God.
摩西对以色列人说，就是上帝给我们给以色列人哇极大的恩典，这个恩典是外邦人没有的，外邦人都会羡慕的。
And Moses told Israelites that God gave Israelites a great blessing and a grace. And this is not given to Gentiles. And the rest of the world will be envy what we have.
那么摩西这里说上帝给以色列人的这个祝福恩典到底是什么呢？让外邦人都可以羡慕。
But what Moses said about the blessing or the grace that God gave the Israelites, what are they?That make the rest of the world be envy, be
是不是上帝让以色列民让他的选民成为这个世界上最富有的国家最富有的民族
Was that God made Israelites and the country of Israel become the most richest country in the world?
事实上在摩西那个时代以色列这个民族或者以色列这个国家是非常弱小的
And as aMatter of fact, at the time of Moses, the kingdom of Israel and the country of Israel is a very small, actually not that strong country.
也不是什么非常富有的国家，比起当时的埃及，那简直是不可同日而语了。
In comparison to Egypt at that time, they are not very rich country either.
那么上帝给以色列人的这种恩典就是摩西说让外邦人都羡慕的恩典是不是让以色列人拥有最强大的这个军事力量可以让他们在世界上当时的世界可以称霸可以想做什么都可以
All that what the Moses mentioned the blessing and grace that God gave to Israelites is that make them have the most strong powerful military so they can be conquered the whole world
那事实当然也不是这样的在摩西时代的以色列国是非常弱小的。
Of course, that's not the fact. At that Moses' time, the nation of Israel is a very small, weak country.
那上帝给以色列人的祝福，让外邦人羡慕的祝福，是不是以色列人都不会遭遇患难呐、啊，不会生病呐、啊，永远身体健康呢？
or whether the blessing and the grace that God gave through Moses promised to Israelites is that the Gentile will envy, is that because God will give Israelites everything would be peaceful, prosper, and no difficult, they will be all healthy. Is that like this?
那事实当然也不是这样的。
Of course, the fact is not like
this. 在摩西时代的以色列人有40年在旷野，然后他们当中有瘟疫，他们当中也遭遇很多的各样的没有吃的，没有喝的这样的一个困难的时候。
Of course, the fact that at Moses' time, Israelites was in the wilderness for 40 years. During these 40 years, they suffered the plagues, they suffered hunger, and all kinds of difficulties.
所以今天我们有时候往往想啊，耶稣那里有恩典，有恩典。我们想的恩典是什么呢？财富、富有、权势、力量，健康。我们可能会想这些东西。
So, when we think about that in Jesus, we have a full of grace. What that grace? Was that grace is wealth, power, health, and all those things?
但是摩西告诉以色列人，上帝要给你们的恩典是最好的，是外邦人羡慕的，外邦人没有的。显然，这个恩典不是指我们刚才所提到的这些。
So from what Moses told the Israelites, that the grace that God gave to you, a blessing that God gave to you, is the best, and is the Gentile would be, the rest of the world would envy about this. Definitely, it's not what the power, wealth, health, and all those prosper, this type of thing.
那摩西所说上帝给以色列人最好的是什么呢？我们一起来看圣经。
So let's look at the Bible, see what actually Moses said that God wants to give the Israelites, the grace he wants to give the Israelites is the best. What are they? Let's look at the Bible.
我们可以一起来读，看到眼前的大屏幕，一起来读《生命记》第四章第五节到第八节。
Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 5 to 8.
一起来读《生命记》第四章第五节起。我照着耶和华我神所吩咐的，将律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。所以你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？又哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？所以从我们刚才所读的经文当中，摩西说上帝赐给他的选民，在旧约时代的选民，以色列人最好的，外邦人羡慕，外邦人没有的。
And so in the passage we just read, Moses would mention is that at that time God gave his people, which is Israelites, to the things that the rest of the world doesn't have.
是什么呢?
So what are they?
是上帝的话语，上帝赐给以色列人的话语，上帝赐给以色列人的旨意，上帝颁布的典章和律例。
And what...Moses mentioned is the things that God gave the Israelites the rest of the world doesn't have is the word of God, the will of God, and expressed in the statutes and the laws, ordinances that God gave to them.
摩西说这是最好的，这是整个世界上的人都要羡慕，他们没有的，这就是最好，这就是上帝给我们最好的。
And that's what Moses said, this is the best. This is that it doesn't give to the rest of the world, and the rest of the world will be envy. And this is the best that gives to us.
所以什么是上帝给他儿女的恩典呢?
So what is the grace that God gives to his children?
我们今天能读上帝的话，这就是最好的恩典，这最大的恩典了。
So today we can read the word of God. It's one of the great grace that we have.
所以上帝的话是什么？是真理。
Because word of God is a truth.
所以上帝把他的真理启示给我们，借着圣经启示给我们，就像当年启示给以色列人一样。
So God revealed his truth to us through the Bible, just like God revealed his truth to Israelites at that time.
这就是恩典。
And this is the grace.
所以说从主耶稣基督那里有丰富的恩典和真理，恩典真理不可以分的。
So we can see here in Jesus, there's a fullness of grace and truth. So grace and truth, they cannot be separate.
上帝把他的真理给我们，这就是极大的恩典。
And God has given his truth to us. That's the great grace.
而这恩典不仅仅是指这个地上的这些好处啊，地上的利益啊，我们刚才所列举的富有啊，强大呀，健康这些。
So you can see that the grace is not the things we just mentioned, that this earthly benefit, like power and wealth and prosper and health.
所以今天我们来到神的面前，我们说啊，耶稣那里有恩典，我要得恩典，我要得恩典。那我们首先要清楚，耶稣说的恩典，圣经说的恩典，给他选民，单独给他选民的恩典到底是什么？
So today when we come to church, we come to Jesus, we said that Jesus has the grace, We want to have the grace, so we understand what this grace that only gave to his people, what this grace is.
那么有一次，很多人都要跟从耶稣，他们到要跟从耶稣的目的，显然是就想从耶稣这里，得到祝福也好，得到恩典也好。然后他们认为这种祝福、这种恩典就是可以，不用劳力就可以吃饼得饱。
And one time that there's a lot of people want to follow Jesus, and they obviously want to follow Jesus with a very obvious, they think it's a grace and a blessing of this benefit that they don't have to labor and they have the bread and the fish to eat.
因为他们刚刚看到耶稣行了一个神迹，就是用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个男人，加上妇女儿童，可能好几万人。他们刚看到这个神迹，经历了这个神迹。
Because they just experienced that the miracle that Jesus performed, because Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fish and feed like 5,000Man and plus woman, children, probably 10,000 people there.
然后这些人就说：“哎呀，这就是我想从耶稣那里得到的，这就是我想从耶稣那里得到的恩典，得到的祝福。我们来跟从他。很多人要跟从。
And so the big crowd follow him, and I think a lot of them think that is the grace I bet blessing I want to get from this guy.
然后耶稣就躲他们。
And then Jesus hide away from them.
耶稣就甚至跨过这个加利利海或者加利利湖，就远远的躲开这些，然后这些人就拼命的找，找了一整夜，最后还是把耶稣找到了。
And then actually Jesus hide from them. Jesus even take a big trouble to cross the Sea of Galilee according to the Bible, hide from them. And they looking for him whole night, and finally they find him.
结果耶稣对这些人说什么呢？约翰福音的六章，大家可以看到眼前的大屏幕，27节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
And then when they find Jesus, you know what Jesus told them? Jesus told them this in recorded chapter, John 6:27. He said, "Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man."will give you because God the Father has set his seal on him.
然后耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来必定不饿，信我的必定不渴。
Then Jesus follow up says, I am the bread of life, and who comes to me shall never hunger, and who believes in me shall never thirst.
然后耶稣接下来，事实上耶稣解释说，让人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Then Jesus follow up with the explanation of what that verse 35 means. In the verse 63, he said, it is the spirit he gives the life. The flesh profits nothing, and the word that I speak to you are the spirit, and they are life.
所以耶稣说，不要为了那些饼去这么辛苦，去劳力。他说这些都是会朽坏的，地上的食物都是会朽坏。
And what Jesus told them is, don't be labor so hard for those food, and those things are perish.
耶稣说，他就是生命的粮，他就是 他预备给这些人最好的，就是他就是生命的粮。然后耶稣是生命的粮是什么呢？就是耶稣说的那他的话，耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so he said he himself is the bread of life. When he interpreted the bread of life, he basically said his word, the word he spoke is life, is the spirit, is the life.
所以我们今天常常会说神的话语成为我们生命的粮食。
And so today we always mention that way, the word of God become the bread of our life.
所以从这里看到很多人来到耶稣面前，他们想要自己想要的。
And we can see here in the theme that a lot of people come to Jesus. They pursue what they want.
他说哎呀，这就是祝福，这就是恩典啊，这就是我希望上帝可以给我的。
And they just think to themselves, this is the blessing, this is the grace, this is what I want God to give it to me.
但是后来他们发现上帝要给他们的不是他们想要的。
And later they find that what God wants to give to them is what is not what they want.
当时这些人听到耶稣这样讲，这些人就离开了。
And the Bible actually recorded at that time the people, most people hear what Jesus said like this.And a lot of people get away from Jesus.
那么这时候耶稣跟他的门徒之间一段对话，让我们看到什么是上帝给一切信靠他的人最好的。
And then follow up, there is a dialogue between Jesus and his disciple, and share some light to us to say what is God will give to those who trust him.The best things that God will give to those who trust him.
那么接下来呢，就这些人就走了，听到耶稣这样讲就走。从此，他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行了，就不再和耶稣同行了。
And so this is verse 66 recorded after that. From that time, the time is Jesus said the bread life, and he said from that time his disciple went back and walked.With him no more.
然后耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗
？”And then God Jesus speak to the twelve. He said, "Do you also want to go away?"
这时候彼得就回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁
？”And then at that time Peter answered him, said, "Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of eternal life."
所以从这里我们可以看见。耶稣基督道成肉身的上帝，他要给信靠他的人最好，这个最好是什么呢？是永生之道。
And so from here we can see clearly that God, so Jesus want to give the people who trust him, follow him, the best thing. What's that best thing? The best thing is the words of eternal life.
是真理。
It's the truth.
就像在旧约时代，上帝借着摩西把他的心意，把他的旨意赐给以色列人，这就是最好，这就是让外邦人羡慕的。
And just like old time and old testament time, through Moses, God show his will, his heart to the Israelites. That's the best thing. That's the rest of the world doesn't have.
那么到新约的时候，我们更加清楚了，原来上帝赐下的永生之道，上帝的启示。上帝的话语，而耶稣就是道成肉身的上帝，来到世界上把这些启示出来。
And for New Testament, of course, it's more clear that God want to give His Word, His revelation, and Jesus Himself is the Word become flesh and come to this world.
这就是恩典啊
！And this is the grace.
我们今天啊，我们。从上帝那里得到恩典，我们往想到救赎，上帝拯救我们，上帝赦免我们，这是救赎的恩典，赦免的恩典。
And today we think about grace, we think about a grace of salvation, a grace of redemption.
但是这些我们从哪里知道呢？从神的话语里面知道，从真理里面知道。
So, how do we know this? And we know from the Word of God and from the truth.
从圣经当中我们知道。
From Bible we know.
所以恩典和真理是完全没有办法分开，真理就带来恩典。
So this is the, you can never separate grace and the truth, because the truth brings the grace.
而圣经中所说的恩典，往往很多的时候跟我们心里所想的恩典，从上帝那里我要得恩典或者得祝福，得 blessing 是不一样的。
So a lot of times the grace that Bible mentioned is different from what our perspective of the so-called grace and blessing.
我们看见使徒约翰，就是耶稣的门徒约翰，他写下约翰福音，我们今天一开始所读的经文。
And we can see that Apostle John and a disciple of Jesus, John, wrote this book of John.
我们今天所读经文在约翰福音一到十八节。约翰说，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受，而且恩上加恩，这个他就是指的主耶稣。
And in his John 1:16 said of his fullness we all have received and grace for grace, and in his or him it referred to Jesus.
那我们就来思想，那使徒约翰跟从了耶稣，他到底从耶稣那得了什么好处，得了什么恩典，以至于他可以这样的感叹，他可以这样的呼喊，他说我得了恩典，我得了好处，从耶稣那里。
So let's consider in John's life, so what grace, he followed Jesus, so what the grace he received, that's so amazing, so that he is crying here, said out of his fullness we have received.
圣经告诉我们，这个约翰他起初跟从耶稣的时候，他想从耶稣这里得到什么呢？
And the Bible told us actually, this John, initially when he followed Jesus, and do you know what he wanted to get from Jesus?
他想让耶稣，让他有一天可以当大官，可以有权势，可以做人上人，这是以前的约翰，他是这样想的。
And initially, John, when he followed Jesus, he has a hope that one day when Jesus make him a high position, become a man above man, and is a people with a power, a person with power.
所以这是以前那个自私骄傲的约翰想从耶稣这里得到的好处，或者说得到的恩典祝福也好，他想的是这些东西。
That was the early John, and it was afull with selfish, and he wanted to get from Jesus. And that's the blessing he's thinking about.
当然不是他一个了，其他的门徒都是这样，当时跟从耶稣，他们都是这样。
Of course not, he is not only one, a lot of disciples follow Jesus the same way.
那么他跟他的兄弟雅各两个人来到耶稣这里，就说，首先就说，夫子，我们无论向你求什么，愿你都给我们。
In the book of Mark, record this segment. They said, John and Jack come to Jesus, said, okay, whatever we ask you, you will do for us, right?
然后耶稣就说，那你们到底要什么呢？你想从我这里得到什么呢？
And then Jesus said, okay, what do you want?
然后他们就说，哎，希望有一天你做王的时候，我们一个可以在你左边，可以跟在右边，我在你的荣耀里。
And basically said, in your glory, sometimes when you become a king, we can one sit to your right side and the other sit on the right side of
it. 显然就是说他们要成为最重要的人。
And basically said they want to become the most important guy.
或者说最有权势的人，仅次于耶稣，最有权势的人。
And only next to Jesus, they become the most important person.
那么在马太福音记载了同样的事情，那么马太福音更是指出这兄弟两个啊，是把他们的妈妈请出来，让他们连麦的妈妈来要求耶稣。
And book of Matthew also record this story, this event, and in that book of Matthew, this two brothers not only do themselves, they actually ask their mother to do that for them.
提出同样的要求，就是以后让我这两个孩子可以当大官，最大的官，一个在耶稣的左边，一个在耶稣的右边。
And ask the mother basically on their behalf, ask Jesus, said, well, one day make sure one sit the right and one sit the left hand of you.
那约翰在耶稣这里得到了他想要的这些没有呢？
And is John got what he want?
没有。
Of course he didn't.
耶稣甚至对他说，你们不要追求要去做人上人，你们要做仆人，你们要做服侍人的人。
And but they didn't. And Jesus actually teach John, said that if you want to be the first, you got to be the least. If you want to be the master, you got to be a servant.
所以耶稣完全没有 满足他们起初，约翰起初想从这里耶稣所要得到的东西，耶稣没有给他们，没有满足他们的愿望。
So Jesus didn't satisfy the expectation that initially they set it up.
那么以前的约翰呢，他其实是一个非常暴躁的人，也是一个对人非常没有爱心的人。
And in the beginning, John himself actually is a person of a very easy to angry or irritable person. It's also have no love for the rest people.
所以他有个外号叫雷子。
So he has a name, I don't have a translation.
Son of tender.
Son of tender or something.
脾气很暴的这个人。
It's very, very easy to angry.
然后也不根本对别人根本没有爱，没有关心这样的人。
And he don't care about other people. He don't have a love for the rest of
them. 那有一次呢，他们去到一个村庄，这个村庄的人就是不接待他们，然后也不尊敬他们，不尊敬耶稣和他的门徒。当然，约翰也在其中了。
So one time that Jesus and his disciples passed through a village, but the village did not receive them and not even kind of respect them. Of course, John is among them.
结果约翰和他的兄弟雅各就非常生气了，他们就说叫耶稣从天上降下火来，把这些全村的人全部烧死，男女老幼一个都不留。
So John and his brothers get very mad and angry and ask Jesus to send a fire from heaven to just burn out this whole village.
所以我们可以看到一个起初一个缺乏爱心的约翰，一个脾气暴躁的约翰，他想从耶稣这里得到什么呢？就是那种得到权力，可以审判别人，可以刑罚别人，这样的一个能力或者权力，这是他想得到的。
So we can see this easy to angry or irritable John, and what he wants is from Jesus. And from Jesus have this power, he can punish people whatever he wants.
那耶稣有没有满足他这个要求愿望呢
？But did Jesus satisfy his desire?
没有，耶稣甚至责备他。圣经说严严的责备他，你们的心如何你们都不知道，也就是你的心这么的坏，
and, 你
都不赶紧不省察自己。
And of course Jesus didn't satisfy them. Actually, Jesus actually rebuked them. He said, you don't know what your heart is, what your heart are, and how corrupt your heart, you don't know.
约翰信靠耶稣，跟从耶稣，到最后他没有得到他起初想从耶稣那里得到的，结果他被作为一个囚犯关在海岛上面，一直到死。
And John followed Jesus, and he didn't get what he initially wanted. In the end of his life, he is as a prison, would be put in an island till his death.
所以他没有当宰相，没有当大官，也没有得到什么权势能力，他成了一个囚犯。
He didn't become a prime minister. He didn't get any power. In the end, he became a prison.
但是在他晚年的时候，他写下约翰福音，他却欢呼，他却高兴。他说：“我从耶稣那里得到了最好的恩典，是恩上加恩的。”
But in his old age, when he wrote the book of John, he is full of joy. He said, "From his fullness we received his grace and the truth, and not only so, it's grace for grace."
所以就很清楚地告诉我们，约翰在这里所歌颂的、所欢呼的恩典到底是什么？显然不是他起初想要的。
So it is very clear here what John cried out, cheer out the grace is obviously is not what he expected in the early time of his early time.
简单的说，约翰从耶稣那里得到什么？得到一个全新的生命。
And put a simple way, what John got from Jesus is he got a very completely new life.
然后他欣喜无比，他说这太好了，这太好了。
Then he is full of joy that think this complete new life is so great and so wonderful.
曾经的雷子，那个自私的，那个没有爱心的，那个容易暴躁的雷子，后来成为爱的使徒。
And once a person of easy to angry without love, that type of person later become a person with a name called Apostle of Love.
约翰，使徒约翰被称为爱的使徒。
Later, John was called Apostle of Love.
你说我们思想这多么奇妙的事情，他本来是一个很没有爱的人，他本来是一个动不动要把人家烧死的人。结果他成为爱的使徒。
If you think about it, you think it's how amazing that would be. Because in the beginning, it's so easy to angry. He wants to burn people to death. But in the end of his life, he become apostle of love.
因为在约翰所写下的这个圣经的经文当中，他是最多谈到爱，然后是谈到最深刻的关于爱的真理。
Because in apostle letter, and John wrote a couple of them actually talk about most profoundly in the truth of love.
在约翰一书四章八到十一节，约翰这样说：没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And in First John chapter 4 verse 8 to 11, he said, "He who does not love does not God, for God is love."
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
And this love of God was manifested towards us that God has His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him.
然后，约翰也谈到，不是我们爱神，是神先爱了我们。
Then he continued to talk about this. It's not we love God, but God loved us first.
然后我们要彼此相爱。
And then we will love each other.
然后约翰说，我们从前不知道什么是爱。我们看见耶稣为我们舍命，我们才知道什么是真正的爱。
And then he said, before we don't know what is love. And then when we witness that Jesus died for us, then we know what is love.
然后接下来约翰就说，爱心不能只停留在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实。
And he further teaches us that said the love should not only in the word but in tongues but in deeds and in truth.
然后约翰写下可能是圣经当中最著名的一节经文，就是约翰福音三章十六节。
And John put down probably the most famous scripture in the BibleIs John 3:16.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音三章十六节。
And we can read together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。所以我们会看见，上帝把关于爱的真理，借着一个雷子约翰，让他写出来。
So we can see God put.Through a person that it's angry person, an angry person, write to us about his truth about love.
然后约翰，他最后看见，哇，我得到这么好的恩典，我成为这样的人，这是好的无比，这就是生命之道。
And John, from his own experience, he said, I received this truth, I received this life, I received this word of life. It's great.
所以以前约翰想要的那些权势啊，那些地位啊，那些名利啊，后来约翰说这根本不重要了。
So what he pursued before, want to be a famous, want to be powerful, and at that time it's nothing important.
他说我得到最好的恩典就是上帝神的灵借着神的道让我可以重生。
And he basically saying, I received the best gift I can have. God, through his word, gave me a rebirth.
那么我们再看，以前的约翰呢，可以说是是非不分的。
And let's look at the second point. The early John, we can say he actually couldn't tell right or wrong.
他不仅不知道自己的心，他也不知道耶稣的心。
And he not only don't know how corrupt his heart is, and he also don't know Jesus' heart.
因为当他要从天上降下火来要烧死那全村的人，耶稣对他说：“你不知道你自己的心如何。”
Because when he wanted Jesus send the fire to burn the whole village, and Jesus said, "You don't know your heart."
耶稣接下来就说：“我来到世上，我这个时候来到世上，我是要拯救人，我不是要审判人。”就是耶稣 意思就是你连我的心你也不知道。
And Jesus follow up saying, I come to this, the Son of Man come to this world is to save, not to punish or not to judge. So what Jesus says is, you not only don't know how's your heart, and you also don't know my heart.
对，可以说是非。以前约翰是是非不分，黑白不分。自己当作正义的事情，其实在神看来是非常不正义的事情。
So we can see John, actually the early John, he don't know right and wrong, and he think it's a just thing, like burn those people, but it's not just in the sight of God.
但是后来的约翰呢，他是一个对真理最清楚，而且最不要说最清楚，就是他对真理最坚持的一个人。
But in the later time, that John,is become a very hold steadfast in the truth.
所以你看约翰写下的约翰福音还有约翰一二三书，你可以发现一个非常清晰的特点，就是约翰写下的经文往往是黑白分明，是非对立，非常清楚，非常对立，没有任何的灰色地带或者是中间地带，没有。
So if you look at the letter that John wrote, the book of John, and also the first, second, third John. If you read that, what he wrote down, and you can see there's a clear impression. It's a very strict in the truth, right, wrong. There's nothing in ambiguity in between.
所以你看约翰福音一开始就谈到光与黑暗的对立，光黑暗是完全对立的，没有什么中间的地带，要么在光中，要么在黑暗中。
So you can see in the book of John, and in the beginning, talk about the light and the darkness. You can see the light and darkness is a complete contrast to each other. There is no gray area in between light and the darkness.
要么就是接待耶稣、信靠耶稣的人，就是神的儿女，就是从圣灵生的。
Either you receive Jesus Christ, the children of God, born of the Holy Spirit.
要么就是抵挡耶稣、不信靠耶稣的人，那就是从血气生。
Either you were against Jesus and do not receive Jesus, and you were born of flesh.
没有什么中间第三者存在，要么就是这，要么就是那。
There's nothing between either this way or that way.
那么，约翰也告诉，要么就是爱世界属世界，要么就是爱上帝属上帝的人。
And John also talked about,
没有什么在中间的人。
Either love the world of the world or love God of God. There's nothing in between.
我们刚才读到约翰福音三章十六节，但是接下来在约翰福音三章十八节，约翰这样说，我们还是一起来看到大屏幕，一起来读一下。
And we read 3:16, but 3:18, John said like this. We can read together.
约翰福音三章十八节，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。所以我们会看这还有什么话比这个更加清楚、更加明白的呢？
So you can see in this world, it's very clear. There's a very clear understanding.
这不可能有让人有任何的误解、有任何的猜疑、有任何的这种不明白的地方。它就是这么对立、这么黑白分明，要么就是这样，要么就是这样。
So you can see his teachings basically so clearly contrast to each other. There's nothing gray area, either this way or that way.
然后在约翰一书二章十五节，把人对世界的爱和对上帝的爱又进行一个对比。
And also in First John chapter two, verse fifteen, it made a very clear contrast between love the world and love God.
以前有一本书很流行甚至是在教会当中，在基督徒当中都很流行，叫做平衡的艺术。
And there's a book before, it's very popular, and even in church it's pretty popular. I think the book name is called The Art of Balancing.
就说我们的信仰生活，我们的日常生活，我们要找到一个平衡点。
And this point is our faith life, or Christian life, our daily life, we need to find a balancing point.
当然这本书里面有很多非常有价值的东西，好的东西，但是我们也不要因为这个书名就有一个误解。
And so, of course, this book has a lot of good things there, but I just want to say we don't want to be a misunderstanding of the book for the because of the name of the book.
对，不要误解，就是上帝要我们的信仰生活就是就是要平衡什么都不要过度，世界也可以爱一点，上帝也可以爱一点。
We don't want to have a misunderstanding, think that God wants us, our faith life and earthly life is some kind of balancing, and we have some kind of, have little boats. Love God a little bit, love world a little bit.
然后金钱也可以去爱一点，耶稣也可以爱一点。
And love a little bit love money, a little bit love Jesus.
哎呀，不要太冷淡了，但是也不要太热心了。
And don't be too cold, but don't be too extreme.
就是或者是 radical, 就不要太极端了。
And don't be too radical.
但是事实上，我们如果真的来读圣经，耶稣从来没有这样教导过人，就是试图找到一个所谓的平衡。
But if we read the Bible, and Jesus never attempt to teach people that way.Try to find a balancing point.
耶稣说的就是 all in, all in.
And Jesus said you have to put your utmost.
就是全部，全部，把你的全人、全心、尽心、尽意、尽力，全部放到耶稣这里来，全部放到神那里来。
And Jesus says love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind.
只有这样，你才能爱真正的爱上帝，你才能真正的去爱别人。
Only this, you can truly love God and love your neighbor.
然后在约翰一书，约翰他，又做出一个强烈的对比。
And again, let's look at in the first John, and John made a very clear contrast.
这里谈到两种人。
And talk about two type of people.
一种就是说不认罪的，不认为自己有罪。
And one is that don't think they have a sin and do not confess their sin.
第二种就是承认自己是罪人。
And other group of people is confess their sin.
我们一起来读约翰一书的第一节第八节到第第一章第八节到第九节。
Let's read together the first John 1:8-9.
八节起，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。所以，这是非常清楚、非常明白的两个对立。就是说，不认罪，那这根本就没有真理，根本就不认识真理，当然也不会从神得到恩典，因为真理和恩典是不可分的。
So here, John made another clear contrast. If you don't confess your sin, of course you don't have a grace.You don't know the truth, and you cannot receive the grace.
然后接下来第二种人就是那些认罪的人，就一定得到赦罪的恩典，这是一定的。
And then the other contrast is that those people confess their sin, and they will surely will receive the grace of a forgiveness.
因为上帝是信实，上帝是诚实。
Because God is faithful.
上帝不撒谎，不骗我们。
And he will not cheat us, not lie to us.
上帝让我们认罪悔改，不是说我们认罪悔改之后，上帝又把他的应许全部撤销，不是这样。
It's not like that God wants us to confess our sin, and after we confess our sin, God like walk away all his promise to us, say if we confess our sin.
上帝是信实，上帝说话算话。
God never do this. God says what does what he says. He's faithful.
这两节经文给我带来极大的安慰。
And these two passages bring a great comfort to me.
这对于我来说，这是充满极大的爱，对罪人的爱的经文。
And to me, these two passages is bring a great love to a sinner.
以前的约翰是怎样的
？And before what the John, early John, what that looks like?
以前的约翰是你不接待。我们就是不接待耶稣和他的门徒，你不尊敬我们，那你就要放火把你烧死，是这样的约翰。
And the early John say, "You don't receive us. You do the right wrong thing. We'll burn it to death."
后来的约翰说什么？只要你认罪悔改，一定你罪得赦免。
And the later John said, "If we confess our sin, we'll be forgiven."
就是换句话说，就是无论你是多么可怕的罪人， 你永远有得救的机会。
And if you another saying, no matter how terrible a sinner you are, you will always have the opportunity to be saved, to be forgiven.
我相信这两节经文安慰了像我这样的人，安慰了许许多多的认罪悔改的罪人。充满了爱的经文。
I think this two passage is a passage with great love, and it has a comfort a sinner like me, and a comfort a lot of people if they confess their sin.
啊，我们看到以前的约翰，他自高骄傲，他要认为自己是最好，自己要伟大的。
And third, let's look at John again. Consider John again. And the earlier John is like a very pride, and he want to be kind of manifest or lift up himself.
但是后来他成为一个谦卑的门徒，谦卑的使徒。
And then later, John, he become a very humble apostle.
在约翰所写的书信当中，在约翰福音当中，约翰从来不提自己的名。
In the book of John that he wrote, he never mentioned his name.
在约翰一二三书，约翰不强调他的使徒身份，他是亲眼见证耶稣，亲自跟过耶稣，他不强调这些。
And in book of first and second third John, and John didn't emphasize his status of apostle, the history he had followed Jesus.
当然大家也要注意啊，我们不要觉得保罗使徒保罗总强调这些，保罗有什么不谦卑的地方，不是这样的。
Of course, we want to kind of remind ourselves Paul sometimes mentions the apostle's status doesn't mean that Paul is not humble.
所以神使用保罗，使用约翰，使用不同的人，启示出来神真理的丰富，有的启示这个方面，有的启示那个方面。
So,God used Paul, used John, used other apostles, and the review is four truths, and use some to review some part of truths, the other part of truths.
但是对于约翰这个曾经很骄傲的人，这个要为大为首的人，上帝就让世人看见他后来变成一个如此谦卑的人。
And for John, therefore the person, the early John want to be a power person, power people, and God let the world see the later he become a very humble person.
四卷福音书只有约翰福音记载了耶稣跟门徒洗脚的这件事情。
And the four gospel, actually only book of John, record that Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
这是耶稣降卑他自己一个最深刻的一个事件，一个例子，就是耶稣他跪下来给他的门徒洗脚。
And because that moment actually Jesus shows to the extreme, shows Jesus himself is humbleness. He kneeled down and washed disciples' feet.
约翰一定是被这件事情深深的震撼了。所以在其他的福音书里都没有记载，但是约翰他就记载下来。
And John must be greatly shocked by that, what he saw at that time. So the rest of the gospel didn't record that event, but book of John recorded.
今天我们从约翰福音我们看到在主耶稣基督那里有丰富的恩典和真理。
So today from book of John, we see in Jesus, we have the full of grace and truth.
我们从圣经中也看到这个恩典可能很多的时候跟我们所想的或者跟世人所想的恩典可能不一样。
And this grace or blessing that could be different from what sometimes we think or the world think.
然后我们看见真的上帝要给信靠他的人最好的恩典是真理，是不密不可分的，真理就是恩典。
And we also see that when God to give those the grace that God gave to those who trust him,is that closely related, very tightly related to truth. And the truth is a grace.
我们也看见门徒约翰后来称为使徒约翰他的生命改变。
And we also considered John and look at his change in his life.
他从耶稣那里没有得到他原本想要的东西。
He didn't get what he expected from Jesus in his earlier time.
但是 耶稣真正赐给他的东西，他最后欢呼雀跃，他说这是最好的恩典，这是恩上加恩，就是生命的改变。
But he, in his later life, he cheerful, he's very rejoiced to cry out what Jesus actually gave to him. That's the change of his life.
啊，我们最后来看一处经文，在以弗所书，这里谈到神给我们的恩典。或者用另外一个词就是福气。
And so, in closing, let's look at one scripture. And it talk about the grace that God gave to us. Or in that context, it talk about the spiritual blessing.
我们可以一起来看到眼前的大屏幕，我来给大家读，然后大家可以看到眼前的经文来思想。
And let's look at the screen, and I'm going to read it. And while I read it, I want you to meditate and consider the scripture.
那么在以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。那么上帝在基督里要给我们福气、好处。
So verse 3, it said, in Christ,It will give us all kind of spiritual blessing.
那么接下来就做出了解释。那上帝要给我们的这个福气、这个好处到底是什么呢？接下来是这样说：就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
And then he explained what are those spiritual blessings. So number one, that he chose us.
拣选，这就是好处，这就是恩典。
And this is grace. This is a blessing. This is the benefit.
我们所有信靠耶稣的人，不是我们自己，好像拯救我们自己，是上帝其实早就已经选了我们，预定了我们，这就是恩典，这就是好处。
For all of us who trust Him, it's not because we are doing something, but God actually predestined us. That's a benefit. That's a blessing.
然后，第二个 blessing 是什么呢？我们可以成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。这就是好处啊，这就是恩典，这是好福气。
And then the second blessing, second grace, second benefit is that be holy.
我们可以不犯罪，这就是极大的福气。
And we can be holy, no longer in sin.
面对试探诱惑的时候，我们可以战胜它。面对各样的罪恶不讨神喜悦的事情的时候，我们可以战胜它。这就是我们得的好处啊，得到我们的福气。
When we face the temptation, when we face all the things in the sinful situation, we have the power to triumph over them. That's the benefit. That's the blessing. That's the grace.
然后接下来说，得神儿子的名分，这是恩典，这是好处，这是福气。
And then you talk about to be adoption as a son, so we become the children of God, son of God.
然后上帝把这些恩典赐给我们，赐给我们这些信号的人，是为什么呢？不仅仅是为我们自己的好，为我们人的益处，不仅仅是这样。
And God gave us all those grace. It's not only just for our benefit.
圣经说，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，就是使上帝的恩典，使上帝的名能够得到称赞。
And God says, well, God gave all those.Grace and the blessing to us is that it's in the praise of glory of His grace. Basically, is for His name be glorified.
然后，接下来还谈到我们的恩典。我们要得恩典到底什么？我们得救赎，我们罪得赦免，这是神给我们的恩典。
And he also talk about detailed this grace. One of them is have the redemption.And have the forgiveness of sin. That's the grace. That's the benefit that God gave us.
然后让我们可以知道神的心意啊，或者说知道神旨意的奥秘，这就是恩典。让我们可以认识神，明白神。
He also gave us the grace that we can know God. We can know God's heart, and He said no to us, the mystery of His will.
这就是外邦人羡慕的，这就是不认识上帝、不信靠上帝的人所羡慕的。
That's what the world were envious.
然后让我们在它里面得基业，这个基业是永恒的基业。
And then said we will have the inheritance. That's eternal inheritance.
然后上帝把这些恩典赐给我们，赐给我们这些得救的人，最终的目的是什么呢？不仅仅是为我们人的益处、人的好处。
And God gave us all those graces, and for those of us He saved, it's not only for our own benefit alone.
在十二节说，叫他的荣耀，也就是说叫神的荣耀，从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人得着称赞。
And it said, it's also for that His glory can be praised from the mouths of those of us being saved.
所以就是上帝把这些恩典给我们，赦罪之恩，启示的恩典，然后我们可以不再犯罪，不再活在罪中。上帝把这些恩典给我们，名分基业给我们，为了让我们可以把称谢、把荣耀归给神，去荣耀神的名。
He said, God give us all those grace, the grace of redemption, grace of forgiveness, grace of inheritance, grace of God's children, and God give us all those grace for one thing that we, those of us, we can praise His glory.
然后神赐给我们圣灵的印证，这个印证是不会掉的。
And God also said that not only God give us grace, and God as a seal of the Holy Spirit of the promise.
不是说我们今天得到了神的恩典，明天失落了。
It's not something that those grace we got today and we lost tomorrow.
然后最后在十四节又再一次提到，使他的荣耀得到称赞，就是使神的荣耀得到称赞。
And in the end, verse 14, again it mentioned, so that we to be to the praise of His glory, His name be glorified.
所以从以弗所书一章的经文当中，我们可以看到，约翰所说的，在主耶稣基督那里，在上帝那里有丰丰富富的恩典和真理，到底是什么？
So from Book of Ephesians, we can see.What John mentioned, in Jesus, there's a full of grace and truth. What are they?
这恩典，上帝拣选我们。
And this grace is that God chosen us.
上帝让我们不再活在罪中。
And God don't want to be holy, no longer living in sin.
上帝让我们得儿子的名分，我们是神的儿女。
And God adopt us to be a son, we are children of God.
上帝给我们永恒的基业，天上永恒荣耀的基业。
God gave us eternal inheritance in heaven.
上帝让我们可以知道这些。
And God let us know all this.
让我们可以明白这些，借着神的话语，借着真理。
Through the word of God, truth, we can know all this.
这就是恩典。
And this is the grace.
那这些恩典的得到，是我们靠着我们的信心，去借着神的话语，借着神的真理。我们可以得到。
We have those graces through the faith, our faith, and through the word of God, we can know them.
然后这些恩典和真理最后把我们带领到什么地方呢？让我们可以来把一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀、称颂归给神。
And those grace and truths bring us to a status at that moment we can give all the glory and the praise to God.
所以这就是在基督里丰丰富富的恩典和真理。
And this is the fullness of Jesus, the grace and the truth.
对于有些人来说，这一段经文可能有点遗憾。
And for some people, this is regrettable to read those passages.
为什么这里所谈到的恩典没有一句话谈到我们在这个世界上能得到什么呢？
Because here, talk about the grace, but none of them mention the things that we want to do on earth.
一点都没有，是不是有点遗憾啊？
It's none of them, so it's kind of regrettable.
哪怕说一句也好啊，我们信耶稣的人，得到的恩典，那这个恩典包括这个地上的什么什么事情。
What about something that we a little bit of what we trust in Jesus, and we can get the grace and in them there's some little thing about earth.
但是一点都没有，在这段经文一点都没有提到。
None of them, not mentioned.
但是并不是说上帝不要把这些地上的好处给我们，并不是这样。
But does not necessarily mean that God don't want to give this earthly benefit to us.
因为耶稣告诉我们，我们吃什么、喝什么、用什么，神都知道的。
Because Jesus told us, what do we eat, what do we drink, what do we wear, God knows.
但是在这里谈到上帝的恩典，为什么不提这些事情呢？
But when here mentioned the grace of God, why did he mention all this?
因为上帝不希望我们被这些所分心，而没有看到那些真正的恩典。
Because God don't want to be distracted by all this, and without seeing the true grace and the true blessing.
耶稣基督告诉我们，连天上的飞鸟神都养活，何况我们这地上神所爱的人呢？
And Jesus teach us that even the bird flying over the sky, God even feed them. How about us?
所以不要为这些事情分心。
So do not be distracted by those earthly stuff.
不要总是眼睛就注目在这些事情上面。
It's not only focus on those earthly things.
而让我们去看真正神要给我们的恩典。
But open our eyes, look at the true grace that God would give to us.
感谢神，我们今天从圣经的话语当中，我们来思想恩典和真理的关系。
Thank God, through the word of God today, we...Think about the truth and the grace.
然后我们也从圣经当中来思想，在神的眼中，他要给我们的恩典、真理到底是什么？
What a God we consider, what the truth and the grace that God want to give us.
我们更是可以思想使徒约翰的生命见证或者生命改变。
We also can think about testimony of the life of Apostle John or change of his life.
约翰说，一个没有爱的人，他是不认识神的人，他是不信靠神的人。
And John said, if a person without love, he don't know God.
很多时候，在我们追求真理的过程当中，我们却越来越变得爱心冷淡了。
A lot of times in our case, when we pursue the truth, we become less and less in love.
我就是这段时间我看到有一个组内的一个基督徒姐妹。然后他转了一篇的文章。
And recently I read an article that a sister in Christ, he kind of passed on that article.
然后他觉得这篇文章很好，他很赞同这个文章的观点。
And she think this article is very good. She very much agree with the point made in this article.
那这个文章说什么呢？他就说，有一种肤色的人。是这个世界的灾难，因为政治正确的缘故，我不提是哪种肤色。
And that article would actually mention a certain group of people with a certain color of skin is a disaster to this world. For the purpose of political correctness, I won't mention the name of this group, this race of people.
我不提它是什么肤色，什么 color.
I don't mention what the color that skin.
但是。我看到我说作为一个基督徒去到处转这样的文章，去赞同这样的文章的观点，我觉得这是很可怕的事情。
But to me, I feel it's very terrifying as a Christian. If you call yourself a Christian, you pass this type of article, I think it's a very terrifying thing.
他觉得他很知道神的真理，他觉得他很知道神的心意，然后他就把这一类人全部定罪，说他们是世界的灾难。
And she thinks she knows the truth. She thinks knows God's heart. So therefore, she condemns one group of people, the whole group of people.
然后她只爱那些在她看来可爱的人。
So she only loves those who, in her sight, is a lovable person.
然后对于他认为不可爱的人，他甚至看不到人家身上人的价值。
And so for those who she considers not lovable, she even fail to see the value as a human being. For those people,
这是很可怕的事情。很多的时候，很多人觉得我知道真理，我知道神的心意，但是你会看见，他完全没有像神那样的爱。
So.This is a very terrifying thing. A lot of times we think we know the truth, we know the heart of God, but in them, there's no love of God there.
所以很多的时候，有些基督徒他这个生命的轨迹啊，他不是像约翰那样从雷子变成爱的使徒。
So a lot of times, some of our Christians, their trajectory of life is not like John, from easy angry person become a love, a path of love.
他正好是反过来。
She, their trajectory of life actually is the opposite way.
他说：“哎呀，我知道神的真理。”那这些人应该用被火烧死。
And in the end, their trajectory end is I know the truth of God. They should be burned.
这是非常可怕的事情。
So this is a very terrifying thing.
所以，愿神的话语，愿圣灵将神的话语刻在我们的心板上面，让我们能够真正的得着在耶稣基督里的恩典和真理，我们的生命。真正能够被圣灵所改变。
So may the word of God be put in heart. May the Holy Spirit carve the word of God in the heart. So our life can truly change by the word of God.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督来到世界上，丰丰富富的有恩典，有真理。
Thank you that sent your only begotten Son Jesus Christ come to this earth and full of truth and grace.
愿圣灵打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们可以打开心门，来得到耶稣基督里的恩典和真理。
May God open our heart and open our eyes so we'll see the truth and the grace.
圣灵借着神的话，借着神的道。怎样让约翰得到重生，也愿圣灵在我们每一个人的生命中做同样的工作。
How the Holy Spirit, through the word of God, gave the rebirth in the Apostle John, may the Holy Spirit do the same work in each one of us.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank Brother Barnabas for his sharing God's word. 在约翰福音第一章第十四节，也是刚刚冯涛弟兄所分享的经文里面讲到说，耶稣基督道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典和真理。那唯有透过耶稣基督，虽然我们没有看见神，但是只有在父怀中的独生子可以把它表明出来。Through John chapter 1:14, the Word become flesh, dwell among us, and full with grace and truth. And only through Jesus Christ we can truly see God, because Jesus Christ is the full representation of God. 在我们等一下要唱的这个。回应诗歌里面讲到说，今我心渴望更多认识你，我已被寻回，单单属你。Through the responsive songs, the lyrics said, now my heart's desire is to know you more, to be found in you and know as yours. 我们用一个祷告的心，我们来唱这首诗歌。
今我心渴望更多认识你，我已被寻回，单单属你，不再靠自己，全然心靠你，感谢你为我披上公义。Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're all, you're the best, you're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord.
认识你，
认识你，耶稣。认识你一生中最可贵， 你是我全所有，我喜乐我的公义，主啊我爱你。
好，我们的诗歌就唱到这边，然后接下来是报告还有欢迎新朋友的时间。The following is the announcement and welcome of new friend. 如果你是第一次来到我们当中，我们欢迎你，我们也欢迎一些老朋友继续到我们教会与我们一起敬拜。We welcome you if it's your first time be with us, and we also welcome you back if you have been with us before. 但是如果你是第一次来到我们当中，希望你能够做一个简短的自我介绍，让我们认识你。But if this is your first time to worship with us, we welcome you and we wish you can have a brief introduction of yourself. 有没有第一次的 ？OK， 都是曾经来过的。那接下来的报告事项再次提醒我们在六月份我们继续是虽然是有实体的聚会，但是我们还是继续在网上有同步的聚会那我们在主日的聚会里面呢，我们还是一样是联合崇拜的进行，然后没有婴儿的看顾So the first announcement you can follow on the screen 然后我们在参加实体聚会的时候，我们还是请弟兄姐妹戴着口罩，然后我们有一个社交的距离，然后每次聚会之后我们都会有内部清洁的消毒。那我们周间的聚会呢，我们还没有实体的聚会，那包括周二晚上的祷告会，周三的姐妹会，还有周五的成人的查经，然后青少年的查经还是用那个Zoom 的方式来进行。那如果大家有注意到这个新闻Idaho 现在已经到了 Phase 4昨天是进入 Phase 4。那教会在上周已经宣布，就是我们在Independence Weekend 之后呢，我们会开始恢复教会的祷告会，还有周五的实体聚会就是那我们就那个 Zoom 就会停止。那在八月的第一周之后呢，我们会完全恢复主日的实体聚会。那我们在那个时候 online 的那个主日聚会也会停止。那我们会继续观察，就是Idaho 政府的那个他们的建议，就是如果没有其他的冲突的话，我们就会按照那个州政府的那个reopening 的这样一个步骤来实施。那我们在这个时候，我们不是只有等待那个日子来临，而是我们用祷告的心预备我们自己。So we should continue to pray for the reopening and the in-person on-site gathering that is coming up in July. For Tuesday's prayers meeting and also for Friday's Bible study. 那如果有奉献请继续用支票寄到教会邮箱，或是如果你来参加实体聚会，可以放在奉献箱里面。那这个是我们在上一周的那个奉献的 update. It's the update for last week's offering.好，如果没有其他报告事项，我们一起起立，我们来宣告我们的信仰告白。一二三，请。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因着圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架，受死。埋葬，降在阴间， 第三天从死里复活，后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信神而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿们。请依然站立，我们请冯涛弟兄为我们做祝福的祷告。
我们用哥林多后书十三章十四节来祝祷。
We have the benediction with Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐，默祷散会。Please be seated. I will silent prayer.